This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Here's Allen on second and 10. Stepping up into the logo and throw. He's got Diggs wide open. It's caught. Touchdown. 46-yard strike. Josh Allen to Stephon Diggs.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Phenomenal Football Friday in our pick segment here, week three in the Big Ass Power Hour. Stephon Diggs played pretty well last week against the Tennessee Titans. His the first yard in his receiving prop this week, 79, the first number is 7. The number is 79.5.
We'll try that bit again later, maybe.
We'll try that bit again after we sleep for like 48 hours.
The first yard in his receiving is 79. None of the nouns, nothing correlated. Nothing was correct.
Nothing.
There. That was very funny. Nothing. I'm actually glad that happened.
Absolutely nothing. All right, so let's just get to the picks here. We continue our NFL pick segment in the AFC East. This should be a really entertaining affair between the Bills and the Dolphins in South Beach, and the total of the game reflects that here. The current spread, Buffalo, a 5.5-point favorite at Miami. The total is up to 53, and we have a pretty noteworthy injury report on both sides here. Micah Hyde, Dane Jackson, Ed Oliver, Jordan Phillips, all out for Buffalo on the defensive side of the ball. Jordan Poyer is questionable, one of Buffalo's all-pro safeties. Gabe Davis and Dawson Knox are questionable. I think both are expected to play. Davis said he's 100% playing in the game. These are all noteworthy players on the injury report here for the Buffalo Bills. And for Miami, we know Austin Jackson, who's bad, but one of their starting tackles is out for a couple weeks here. Teron Armstead, once again on the injury report, was on it last week and played. I would expect him to play. He's questionable. Xavien Howard is also questionable for Miami. With Byron Jones on PUP, they're going to need Xavien Howard to try and man up on Stephon Diggs. So we may see a lot of points scored in this game. The market thinks so also, Ken, because the total is 53. What do you got side in total, Buffalo at Miami?
I don't know if I'm going to have I couldn't be more excited to watch this game, obviously. Game of the week, for sure. Ton of interesting storylines. Because of the injury report and the market movement we have, I don't think I'm going to have a bet on it. My number is basically 5, Buffalo by 5. That's my number. Market is between 5 and 5.5 right now, basically everywhere. About half fives, half 5.5s. Based on that Bills injury report, I know you have a bigger number on Miami. I don't think the 6s or 6.5s are coming back. 6 would maybe be like a half unit on Miami in that situation, especially given the injury report now. So 6, maybe start building a position on Miami. Don't think we're going to get it. Total should be very high. I'll give you another award bet actually real quick. This is a bet that you and I talked about after the games last week. Stephon Diggs to be offensive player of the year is available, and he is not the favorite to win the award. You could actually make a pretty compelling case he now should be the favorite to win the award. Already has 3 receiving touchdowns this year. You and I have kind of batted this around a little bit. Now, it's interesting because you could make an argument both Miami receivers should get consideration as well. Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, both at long prices still. I think you made a good case, Nick, when we talked about this last week in Vegas, just like to what extent do they cannibalize each other for votes. They're both phenomenal within the confines of the same offense, obviously, as well. Diggs has no such competition. He's going to play for the best team in the league. You could 11, I think, is the best price on him right now. Obviously, we bet Justin Jefferson before the year. This would be the second bet that we're adding to that portfolio, if you will. Diggs to be offensive player of the year. Obviously, even better if Xavien Howard doesn't play in the game. Don't think I will have a bet here.
Speaking, by the way, of Waddle and Tyreek Hill, 63.5, 73.5, respectively. It feels like maybe a smidge too low in a game that could be an absolute shootout coming up in Miami. We'll give the full prop bets coming up on Sunday, my solo show on The Fan, and then Ken and I nationally, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. I gave my bet for this game yesterday. I bet Miami plus 6. If that ever appeared again, Ken, so like if Miami plus 6, and I don't know if that's going to happen, but if you can get
half unit on 6.
Okay,
half unit on 6, minus 110, half unit on 6. Yep.
Yeah, I Miami plus six would be a play for me. That is the bet that I have in this game at the current number of 5.5, no play. It would be Dolphins or nothing for me at what this number is around right now. This is a no bet for me on Buffalo. Now watch, they're going to win the game like 37-0. That is the Bills and the Dolphins. Good. We move to the Jersey Meadowlands, where the Jets, coming off their last second win last week against the Cleveland Browns, shout out to us for betting Jets plus 6.5, now entertain Joe Burrow in the 0-2 Cincinnati Bengals. Cincinnati opened like 4, 4.5, whatever. That felt like it was weird. Now Cincinnati's up to 6. So Cincinnati's a 6-point road favorite at the Jets and Joe Flacco. Zach Wilson probably a week away. The total in this game, Ken, sitting at 45. What do you got here? Bengals at Jets.
One of the two games we talked about on Monday that were bets immediately when they opened, and both of them have moved in a direction that's favorable for us, and I would not bet the board anymore on this game. Actually close to going to 6.5 in a couple places on the Bengals. My number's a little under a touchdown in the game, so we're moving very quickly in that direction. The total is a little interesting, and again, like, I'm not betting totals anymore, but I would just be, if I like something, or I'd give you a little bit of analysis.
One thing that's down 2 weeks in on totals.
Well, just this is a pretty low total. I understand scoring's down this year, and it's like, well, the Jets and their offense. The Jets' defense against both Baltimore and Cleveland allowed a ton of explosive plays down the field. The Ravens hitting those pass plays over the top, Rashad Bateman for a lot of yards, like 50-plus yard plays. I think there were 3 in the Ravens game. And then look at what the Browns did on the ground against them, obviously, too. Jets might be end up playing in some kind of like higher scoring over games than we think, or at least their defense is going to kind of lead us in that direction. And they face Joe Burrow this week and an offense that kind of desperately needs to get back on track. So I kind of say, like, if I had to bet a total, I would like the over in this game a little bit.
I bet Cincinnati at a better number than this. I think I laid 5. Yeah, we both Cincinnati. Did.
This was an early week classic YBYB special. I mean, this is.
I kind of think the number should be 7. So like, if you don't have a bet on this game, like, I don't know. I mean, like, I have a better number.
So well, the Ravens were 6.5. So the Ravens were 6.5, but this should be 7. They should both be about the same, maybe.
Probably. How about this? If it ever drops down to 5.5, then bet the Bengals. And maybe give some thought to the over as well. I'm trying not to bet totals either because I'm getting railroaded. I'm getting pillaged betting totals here.
But we haven't bet that many of them this year. We've been good this year because we knew going in that we did bad last year on totals, and we just aren't giving out a lot of them. And I've given out like 2 and I've lost both. So we're just not going to give them out anymore.
How Texans Broncos over go last week? 16-9. Love it.
As well as the Patriots contrarian over what? You know how contrarian it was? It's in a ditch. Yeah, so.
it's so contrarian, it'll never be spoken of again. Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, just like, and again, we'll do all the full props on Sunday. Chase, 76.5. T. Higgins, 67.5. Food for thought here. Both Ken and I on the Bengals are better numbers than what's currently offered. We will move now. Nick and Ken, you better you bet. Phenomenal Football Friday. Week 3 NFL Sunday. Massive pick segment of the Big Ass Power Hour to the NFC South, where the New Orleans Saints sit as 2.5-point road favorites right now at the Carolina Panthers. And this is I don't know why. Like, it's having to scroll down on screens can be so effing difficult sometimes. And it's a flat 2.5 minus 110. Total here is 41, Ken. Saints 2.5 at the Panthers. Total here is 41.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Yeah, just, a market that's really stayed the same for most of the late part of the week. This was New Orleans 3 at open. I thought Carolina would get bet. I did not want to bet them just because my number kind of said New Orleans might be a little valuable, a game that I chose to pass basically for that reason. Like, would have normally bet New Orleans at these numbers, except their quarterback is playing with a broken back, and it's pretty tough to handicap what effect that is going to have on their play. I think what I'd like to do here now instead is I'll throw Carolina 2.5, 8.5 also in that teaser bucket. We'll have a few other games we throw in there as well. And it's like, well, which two do you like the most? Sort of like Office Space, Michael Bolton. I guess you could say I like them all. So mix and match kind of whatever you want. I'll do a lot of cross with all these games. So Patriots up and Panthers up would be the first two that we've talked about so far. Very low total.
Oh, what's
game.
That? The Super Carolina. Bowl? What Memorial teaser is that? Patriots and Panthers? Super Bowl 30?
It's the Vinatieri game-winning kick with the crazy second quarter. I don't know what number that is, though.
Super Bowl 38. Super Bowl 38 Memorial teaser, I believe.
Yeah, that sounds about right to me. That was scoreless first quarter and then like 30 in the second quarter, right? Something like that.
That's like basically every Patriot Super Bowl with Brady and Belichick.
Correct, right? The first quarter under. It's like a tale as old as time, like literally as old as time since they've been playing Super Bowls, first quarter under. So yeah, I think Panthers up, low total game, figures to be one. Carolina's played a couple close games so far as well.
I like it.
I think it makes a ton of sense. Yeah, that's it for me, though.
Yeah, I like it as well. I like the Panthers as a teaser leg as well. We'll do a lot of two-team teasers. We'll talk about that on the National Sunday edition of You Better, You Bet. Myself and Ken, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. I bet Panthers +3. It's 2.5. I think the number's right now. I would pass the game currently. But again, I think that's a great way to play the game, would be teasing the Panthers up. If you're listening to the pick segment here and you're like, wow, like they bet games at numbers that don't exist anymore. We're on the air Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday.
Especially Monday. We're talking about every game Monday that's taking place right now. We're talking about every game Monday. We bet two games. They both moved. We did four hours on it.
Yeah. And also, the Panthers were 3 for like 4 days this week and have like just recently come off them in the last like 24 hours. So Panthers +3 is a bet for me. You heard Brad Evans talk about it earlier in the show. This Chris Olave over, like, I almost like don't care what it's going to end up being on Sunday morning. The air yards for him are ridiculous. He is going to pop. He's going to hit a big one here. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to bet it until it happens, basically. And kind of the same thing with DJ Moore. Juwan Johnson will likely be an anytime touchdown bet as well. Some interesting injury stuff here that we're going to have to monitor heading into this game. Alvin Kamara is going to be questionable here. Practice on Friday in a limited fashion. Kamara obviously missed last week's game. The Saints lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So we will see about Alvin Kamara. Jameis Winston, limited practice. He's questionable. Jameis Winston is going to play in this game. There's almost no doubt about it. For Carolina, thankfully, Christian McCaffrey with a full practice on Friday. And Christian McCaffrey is off the injury report here for the Carolina Panthers. So that makes you feel really good. And again, I really agree with Ken on teasing the Carolina Panthers up now that they're in range here. I think Carolina makes a fantastic teaser. Like, Ken, maybe we could just do a little bit here on the Vikings and the Lions before we hit the break and head into the final hour, power hour. Minnesota, 6-point home favorite, total 52.5. At least start us off here with Minnesota and Detroit.
Yeah, this is a bet for me that existed today, and it still exists in a few places on the board, and I still like it. This is a market move that we had in the last 8 hours, basically. Detroit started taking even more money as a result of this injury report for Minnesota, and just genuine interest in getting Detroit at big underdog numbers. I bet Minnesota 5.5. There are 5.5 minus 12s. There's some 5.5 minus 15s. Yeah, it's fine. It's like pretty close. I showed a pretty big number edge in this game anyway, and now that I just get to get the key number of 6, that like has to be a bet for me. I know Detroit likes to keep it close in a bunch of games, but this is pretty crazy given the projected point spreads and the closing numbers in the games that both teams have played so far. So I think it makes a ton of sense. I mean, Minnesota basically played close like a favorite against Green Bay. I'm going to be 5.5 at home against the Lions. Doesn't really make a lot of sense. That's a bet for me. My number in this game, much closer to a touchdown.
Yeah, I'm with you here, man. I laid six like a moron here, so whatever. You can out there do better than me. Bet 5.5.
Not going to land six very often. Okay. We will both win or both lose a lot of the time. You're fine.
Okay, well, I would like to win. Certainly here on Minnesota. You know it's going to be great when the Vikings are up by like 11. They're up by like 11 or some weird.
This is a knife edge game. There's no question. Yeah. This is a knife edge game. It's a Detroit Lions game. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll be on the knife edge here. Frank Ragnow, who missed last week's game, the Lions star center, questionable, as is TJ Hockenson, Aiden Hutchinson, and DeAndre Swift for the Vikings. Harrison Smith, star safety, is out. Andrew Booth, corner, is out. Eric Kendricks, linebacker, is questionable, but is expected to play. I'm on the Vikings as well here. We'll definitely have props for this game. Justin Jefferson, yardage prop currently 98.5. Wouldn't bet the under. Wouldn't bet the
bounce
under.
Back.
3 hours down, one more to go. Final hour of the show is the power hour. We'll continue all our bets for week 3 NFL Sunday. We'll get Jake's baseball plays for tonight, and we'll get you set for BetMGM tonight. Power hour on the way in moments. Nick and Ken, you better you bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL network.